nursery growers' concerns over the mild winter. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
That's the thing we worry about the most, is getting a late hard freeze after a warm, wet spring.
Terry Hines of Hale & Hines Nursery Company in McMinnville says there are a lot of nursery growers across Tennessee who are thinking back to 2007, when a similar weather pattern was in place, where there was a mild and wet winter that pushed plants out early, and then that devastating Easter freeze hit.
When you have a mild winter, first thing is your insect population doesn't get reduced. You know, we have a hard winter. The harder the winter, the more bugs it kills. The worst thing for us is if you have a really warm, wet January, February, things push too early, and then, you know, you can have things ahead of where they should be. And then if you have a late freeze like we had in 2007, then you have a lot of, you know, mortality, and, you know, you lose certain varieties of plants that are out in full leaf, and they just can't adjust to that hard freeze, you know, a month later.
Well, hopefully that hard late freeze won't come this year, but growers like Terry Hines says that's just part of the business, and right now they're into one of their busiest times of the year, digging plants and filling orders that are going from Denver to New Hampshire.
Well, we started probably about the second week of February. It really picked up all at once, and probably for the last 3 weeks, things have been really, really busy, and it'll go March and April. Our nursery does a lot of container production also, so that extends your season out a little bit, because, you know, you can still ship containers even after the bolt and burlap season's over. So we'll get through the heaviest shipping by about the end of April.
Terry Hines says they raise several different varieties of ornamentals at their nursery, including dogwoods, redbuds, and flowering cherries, and many types of shade trees. And he says if there was such a thing as a normal weather pattern anymore, he feels this mild winter has pushed things along about 2 to 3 weeks early. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.